You know, we are in a climate where Barbadians have been slow to invest in government's BOSS Plus bonds. Well, today, government advisor Dr. Kevin Greenidge returns to the subject by spelling out in greater detail why he thinks we should give some consideration to such an investment.
So, in my view, the element of that restructuring has zero possibility. One. Two, I'm not in a market that's developed in the United States that I can buy some bonds, some shares, I can buy some options. I'm not in that market. So I have very scarce options. Three, I'm in an environment of high inflation. Makes me that if I put my money in bank, not only am I not getting any interest, if I put $1,000 in the bank, I'm going to get at the end of the year, you know how much, David? $7 given interest rate. While I'm getting 220 on the bonds. Our banking environment remains what we say in economics of oligopolistic, which means there are very few banks and they, you know, not much you could do in that nature. I know that the central bank is working with banks on the issue of fees and what they charge persons. But it should be told, David, today, it is not a new phenomenon that we have very little option. We've always been like that. Because we have a very, what we call, you got a thin market. There are only five, at any point in time, there are only about five banks playing in the market. And they're very, very little competition. And truth is, they don't take much risk. They are more careful about what they invest in. And some, to be honest, I believe some of them rely too much on user fees as a source of income, as opposed to interest thing. So, I would say this is the credit. My brother, my sister, this is where we are. This is an opportunity for you to at least make some money through investing in a safe instrument. I would say to my brother, my sister, don't put all your money in it, because at any day, that would not be some investment. It should be part of your overall portfolio as you try to improve your wealth. You could keep some in bank, so perhaps I always tell people 2-3 months salary liquid and for emergency, you keep in the bank. But put it in a checking account, something that you can easily withdraw. Take another portion, maybe 40 or so percent, put it in some bonds. These are the safest thing to do. Another portion, look at your debt profile. Debt that is higher right now than a reasonable amount that you earn on deposit, say 4-5% interest you're paying, interest on a car, pay it 2-3, try to pay a little 2 or 3 month payment all the time. So every month add a little something. Most institutions will tell you this, even on your mortgage. Once you make your mortgage payment, you say on the first month your mortgage comes to you, pay that, you can easily go and pay another $200-$300 and say put that to principal. Which means over the long run, that principal is not being there for interest to be calculated on. That reduces your thing by at least a couple years. The point is, see this as part of your options to invest. And I'm not saying you put all your money into it, but it's part of your growing your investment portfolio. Because maybe something happened with banks, and you have the rest of your portfolio in something. Maybe something happened with the bonds, God forbid, but I don't foresee it, but you still be comfortably, you still have something on the other side. Right? But to ignore them and say, well, I'm not investing because I hear my brother Tom telling me that the government default your money. Look at the evidence. You have the legislation protection. It means I have to go to court. Yes, you could. Yes, you could get another 30 love in a different, but this is, you got probabilities. We say economics are probability to assess the chance of something happen. Risk. Look at the risk.
Dr. Kevin Greenidge on Sagicor's early business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.